George Galloway.
I say to the chair of the Foreign Affairs Select Committee, who's not in his place, that the international community is not impotent. It's merely feigning impotence as an excuse for its failure to carry out its duties. And the Foreign Office Minister today, though his words were more robust, essentially masked the same inaction as the languid and complacent Foreign Secretary who performed in front of us on Monday. Compare and contrast British diplomacy on this with our response to Zimbabwe, or more particularly to the Russian conflict with Georgia. The Foreign Secretary was everywhere then, lecturing the Russians on what they must do. He even flew to Kiev and stood on the dividing line and told Russia what the international community required of them. Here our ministers boast of writing a UN resolution which has been completely ignored. I'd be embarrassed to say that I was the author of a resolution which passed not with an international consensus, as the minister said, but with the abstention of the United States, which was the only vote that mattered. If that resolution was then completely ignored, and if the government had no intention of doing anything to make its terms effective, and that's what we have. The Foreign Secretary says he doesn't want what he calls gesture politics, supported widely in the House today, like an arms embargo, like recalling ambassadors, like requiring the withdrawal of Israeli ambassadors, because he doesn't want to isolate Israel. But he and the government were in the forefront of those isolating the elected government of Palestine, which was Hamas. They don't like to talk about it now. They like to talk about the President Abbas, who's actually now illegally occupying the presidential chair in Ramallah. They refuse to acknowledge that the Palestinian people voted for Hamas. Now, I have never been a supporter of Hamas. Like the noble and right honourable gentleman from Manchester Gorton, I was all my life a supporter of and a friend of the late President Arafat. The Israeli attitude to President Arafat and Fatah when they were in power was exactly the same as their attitude now to the Palestinian administration of Hamas. They drowned Arafat's administration in blood by a policy of assassination, settlement, wall building, and economic embargo. The British government wholeheartedly supported the embargo of Gaza to punish the Palestinian people for voting for a Hamas administration. The government's double standards in this affair are so brazen that people are boiling with rage outside in the country, if not absolutely clearly in this building outside. People are furious. And the danger of radicalization of particularly the Muslim youth in this country is clear and present as a danger. The government's always looking for some cleric to refuse a visa to, or some Islamic organisation to proscribe, to try and curb radicalisation. How radical does the minister think British Muslims feel right now as they watch on the news right now the bombing of the UNRWA and the slaughter of children that has been adumbrated here today? They're policy of setting back extremism and radicalisation has been set back by their own complacency and ineffectual policy towards this, especially when compared with their militancy on subjects like Russia and Georgia. I don't have time to say all that I have to say, Mr. Deputy Speaker, but I want to say to those who were boasting today, I'm amazed at how many members of Parliament have been in Sderot. Did any of them, when they were there, see the ruins of the Palestinian villages on which Sderot is built? The ethnic cleansing of the Palestinian people from Sderot and the south of Israel? Did any of them know that the refugee camps of Gaza are filled with the people who used to live in the villages on which Sderot is now built? This didn't start on the 27th of December. It didn't even start, with respect to the Honourable Lady from Milton Keynes, who made a great speech in 1967 when Sderot and other places were cleared. This started in this building when Arthur Balfour, on behalf of one people, promised a second people the land which belonged to a third people. We are the authors of this tragedy. Everything that has flown as a result of that declaration. And for that reason, if no other, the British Foreign Office needs to get its finger out and stand up and be counted alongside the British people demonstrating on the streets of London, Birmingham, Manchester, Leeds, Edinburgh, Glasgow and elsewhere. Let's see some urgency from the Minister. Action speaks louder than words. And from this government, so far, we've had no action at all.